On May 18th, you're presenting an acknowledgement of a celebration, inheritance, authenticity, and healing.
Yes.
A 9-movement cycle orchestral music event, which integrates elements of early 20th century classical of Debussy, Ravel, and Stravinsky with true school boom-bop, hip-hop of A Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock, and DJ Premier.
Yes.
Did you forget anything?
Oh, there's a little bit of Bjork in there. There's a little bit of... What else? Gosh. That's
a little bit of grunge, maybe.
A little pinch. You know, yeah. It's that work. I'm excited to conduct this music. It's a very dear work to me. In many ways, it's a soundtrack to much of the stuff we've been talking about. It's like kind of like a soundtrack that, in a way, it covers my story from being a boy growing up here and feeling this magic to... The movements have interesting titles like A Boy's Dream, A Man's Majesty, Dance of the Girl Obscured, End of Old Days, Letting Go of What Isn't Yours to Begin With, Marching Towards the Now, An Alarm Call to Presence, A Hero Driven by His Tears, Requiem for a Love Misunderstood, and Return to a Home Unseen. That are all these plays off of internal processes of my own. And again, it also throws back to high school of listening to Ravel and Debussy and Stravinsky and playing this music and then listening to A Tribe Called Quest. So it's this culmination of very, very dear parts of myself. I'm really excited because I feel like it takes, like going back to Industrial Revelation a bit, it takes my part of what I offer that band and like it shows, oh, this is what he pours in. This is the sound that he's into. This is the vibe that he's into. This is the... Just say, creating something grand and magical, and it is inspired by this landscape. It's slightly inspired by a residency in Wyoming. There is that sort of open sky feeling to the music. There's the elements of the dance and the groove also. There's the elements of melody, and so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also planning to do a small opening set where I play a little solo bass. I play an arrangement of a tune that I wrote for my father's passing and a friend of mine in high school's a number of years ago, and then in tribute to my Uncle Curtis, who passed away recently, who was an artist in the community. And then I'm also going to feature some songs that I call this world of where I'm singing, and I'm going to use the orchestra and... feature. It's like I call it this world of, if you could put together Curtis Mayfield meets Bjork, that's what I'm going for. This, like, sing high and we're sort of vulnerable soul, but then at the same time also grand and sort of magical. And
can you give us a taste of the singing? Just a
God, it's so funny. Let's see. They say the way out is that water slide, but it's full of all the things we want to hide. Children's laughter, drunken nights, my mother's arms.
Wow. This started with a commission.
Yes.
So Medici lives. I mean,
indeed.
In the spirit of Medici.
Yes.
Yeah?
Great artist who used to live here. I think he does his time here in Carolina now. Paul Rucker was working in the mayor's office of arts and cultural affairs. And I was looking to make this project. Like, this project is from inspiration from going to this, being and playing in the orchestra. It originally had, in its premiere, it had a dance component, which was break dance and contemporary dance. So I remember wanting to make this work and going to see Paul at his office at the time. And he had this list of... It said possibilities from Artist Trust. I was took that as a nice synchronicity, and I looked and I saw the Meet the Composer $10K to $25K, and I was like, okay, that's an interesting one.
That's not a dog biscuit grant.
No. And so I applied, and you had to partner with a presenting arts organization. This was back in 2008 at the time, so it was with Earshot. So I partnered with Earshot, and John and Karen and I worked on the grant, and then we got it, and part of that was presenting four performances. So we did the premiere with the dance at Town Hall in 2009 as the last show at the Earshot Jazz Festival then. And that was a beautiful, amazing show. A bunch of people came out, and it was just really powerful to share that for the first time. And then there was this organization called, it was a club called Lucid. It was up in the U District, and they put on this award show. So the second performance of it was most of the work with the dance, and it was at Benaroya Hall, which that was just great to be on that conductor's podium and see, and I got even a fuller orchestra for that just because I could, and it was just an awesome experience. And then after that, we did Kirkland Performance Center, again for the Earshot Festival. And then, again, another circle back around, I got to conduct three movements of it for the Garfield High School Orchestra back in 2012. So I came back 15 years later after graduating, and I remember Suit, when I first met him and I auditioned for him, and he was right, I didn't have enough chops to be in the orchestra. That's what he said to me. And then 15 years later, I'm conducting the orchestra. And it was really powerful. So those were the times it was presented. And then I also did a 3 years ago for my 35th birthday, I presented some of this music as I got together with an orchestra and had a party with DJ Riz and the orchestra and did some of this music. And that was the last time I've played it. So it's very dear music to me. But the commission was definitely a powerful part of it because it allowed me to work on it, allowed me to go to Wyoming and have this artist residency at UCross and just really get in touch with having space to make this work.
And not have money be a consideration of or limitation.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What a delight to have this conversation with you and this
access.
I'm very, very grateful for this time.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Continued success.
Thank you so much.